Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Mittewald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCraw out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. George Mittewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mittewald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Herman for a passed ball. Oliva moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boswell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford, who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The slide. Hermann applies the tag. Allison is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Quilici goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliva is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 3 in the game. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Hollander now playing left field. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hollander. Melton reaches second base with a double. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward pinch hits for Gary Bell. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Ron Peronoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peronoski strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.